Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Yo, 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 we back, you know what I'm saying? TikTok going a little crazy, you know what I'm saying?
Is it?
Nick, I showed you the analytics.
Okay. I saw one comment.
I'm talking about as far as views and likes and shit.
Okay. No,
that niggas ain't commenting. You know niggas too cool, bro. I'd like to welcome everybody back to the Step Brothers Podcast, episode 233.
I think you're right. I haven't even.
I know I'm right. I've been on the road.
Don't fucking remember.
I've been on the road, bro.
233.
That's
a lot.
It's a lot, bro.
Tell you how long my son napped. 233, yeah.
I can tell you how long my son napped. It's crazy. It's your host with the most, Chris Minor, you know what I'm saying? AKA Dino Spumoni, all that, you know what I'm saying? Y'all talk to me nice, you know what I'm saying? Y'all Wikipedia with the facts. Don't know that. I got a taste of that last week. Pause,
get
you know what I'm saying?
Out of here.
Young Chris Kringle, the gift that keeps on giving, the bad boy of goodwill, you feel me? What's good, Dalton?
I'm the even better analytic guy.
Just because this nigga had a Microsoft Word document.
Okay. No, hold on. We gonna get this out of the way first. How about that? fuck my intro. I'm here. Okay. I'm about to annihilate this motherfucker. my spirit animal, Miles, is here.
Okay. Shout out to Miles and Bam here. You know what I'm saying?
But, hold it down. Can we get some things?
Do the knowledge, nigga.
Oh, actually, too, though. Bam wants to be called third. So third, can we call okay. him third. He told me earlier.
Okay.
I might slip up and say, call him Bam.
Yeah, I would call you Bam too. I just know Bam.
Right.
I ain't met third yet.
That? Third.
Oh, yeah, but I'm talking third. About newcomers, new people that come around.
What? The new people, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's a third.
People
are the third.
Are you the third? Like,
but my artist name third.
Oh, it ain't like you the third name, like your dad, your grandpa had that name.
Nah. I just feel like I bring a third perspective. It's more like psychological. Like, yeah, it's more.
See? Third. It's tight.
I what like you it. Said your dog name was on papers?
Kane Mustafa Musa.
Yeah, that's the brand of weed you smoking, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That nigga up there with
oh,
the.
My God.
Oh, God. What are you trying to get out of the way, Dalton?
Okay. I'm getting this out of the way.
Okay.
This motherfucker. This one, Chris was right one fucking time.
A lot of times, y'all only acknowledge
what happened,
this time.
Though? What's
no,
the thing?
He was right one time, and people acted like it was like they were like, this man got you. And like, I was like, bruh, he is 1-47. His
no,
team will not. His team will not make the playoffs.
What was he right
he said,
about
he said Destiny's Child no. was the biggest.
So
group.
We're talking about Beyonce. This is the initial point. The original point was we're talking about. I was like, Beyonce been popping since she was like 16. She was a Destiny's Child. I was like, they were like the biggest girl group. The biggest girl group.
Yeah,
right?
And I was like, eh. and they were like, it is Chris. Him
said,
and Amanda. And I was like,
I said they had an album that sold 8 million records.
Right.
Okay.
I said they had 8 times platinum. I said, what was
and they only
that?
Did 10.
Right.
I was like,
that's
what,
recorded. You know, that
I was
we
like,
know.
What was bigger than that?
And then I said,
he said TLC. And I said, I don't know.
And so, no, that, but okay, you might have thought you said that.
I did say it.
But I got attacked. I got the clip. I have the clip.
But I said, I don't know.
And then, so, look,
he didn't pull the numbers out of his head.
Nah,
he
but I knew, numbers. Though. Like, I was like, nah, it's definitely TLC. But I was
the
scared.
The answer really was Spice Girls, though.
Okay, but yes, it was.
The answer really was Spice Girls.
But we're talking about the Americas, though.
Okay.
But I did bring that up though. But the way that I got attacked and then calmly pulled it out, was the reason I feel like they were you know people were like oh, he got you is because I even said okay like I was ready I was done
right
but I was saying okay as I was pulling it up because I knew I wasn't wrong. Because I remember watching like MTV something or another, and they said TLC is the highest selling girl group, and I was like, "What the fuck?
Of what year?
No, nah, like all time.
All time. All time. It's
number one all is Spice time. Girls, and
other,
number two
other than Spice Girls, yeah.
is TLC all time.
That's crazy, though.
And on Billboard, the Supremes are number one, and TLC is number two.
TLC. Damn. I didn't know TLC.
And they got $39 for selling all them CDs.
But y'all got to remember, bro, they had Waterfalls. They
no,
had
they
Scrubs.
Had mega
no,
hits.
I know they got hit.
Scrubs was on Sopranos, nigga.
I was like, talking about an 8-times platinum album, though. Like it went.
So he, bro, wasn't far off, though.
Who wasn't?
Because him saying the Destiny's Child is 8-times platinum. It's
bro,
not.
Bro, but they only did 10. So I one know. Album sold 8, and the rest sold accumulative of
no,
2?
I don't think that's the right number, though.
But if one did 8.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I don't think one did 8. What would it be, a Destiny Fulfilled, like the last joint?
It's the one with Michelle. Michelle was in the group.
Oh, yeah, because, yeah. okay, you know, she's going to bring it home.
Who,
every said? Time, yeah.
Okay.
She be doing all that bridges and shit. That's the bring home.
I don't know enough about Destiny's Child, though.
Here, I'll tell you the album, though.
To be honest.
It's Destiny Fulfilled thing that Michelle's involved. That's Can You Keep Up. That's,
Which is the one with Cater to You? Is that that one?
That one, what's the other joint? They have
Soldier?
One, Soldier was on Destiny Fulfilled. I'm a Survivor.
Yeah,
so
that one.
I think Survivor was the album before that, though, if I'm not mistaken. It might be the same album, but
no,
I don't remember.
This is the one.
Yeah. Destiny Fulfilled, right?
No, Survivor.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry. It has sold 10 million records. Mm.
10 million.
That's what I was like, bro, you can't be right. The cumulative total cannot be 10 million. There's no fucking way.
Maybe I read that part wrong.
But the fact that it's still TLC is
they have
crazy.
Five albums. One Christmas album.
How much albums did TLC sell? What's the unit?
It got to be crazy.
It was high. It was very high.
Let me see.
Yeah,
it got to be crazy if they passed that.
Yeah.
And this is over the course of all
the
90s into the
laptop. So Destiny's Child has 4 studio albums, and one of them is a Christmas album.
Okay.
So we don't ever count Christmas albums.
Right.
But 4 albums, they have sold 17.5 million albums in the U.S. and 60 million records worldwide. That's Destiny's Child.
But you know what's crazy? I forgot who I was talking
to. How many? Wait, say that again?
17.5 in America, 60 million worldwide.
And TLC's that way.
I think they had like 80, right?
They have sold 65 million records worldwide.
Okay.
It's considered one of the best-selling groups of all time, second to TLC. But I'm saying, it don't give me like...
But on this topic, though, something I found out like maybe a couple weeks ago was that I was talking about Ciara.
And they did 23,000.
And I was looking up like Ciara's numbers. Like, yeah. You know, she's at like 40 million sold.
Is that good or bad? Like, that's surprising.
Bad. Dog, that's crazy.
Sold, yeah, because it's physical, right?
40 million records sold. Yeah. But you know who's right, like, who her competition is? Like, if you were to compare it?
Rihanna.
Kelly Rowland.
Wow.
She right there.
Kelly's song.
And
just,
that's why I was like, I was shocked at both because that's what I was thinking too. I was like, damn, I didn't know she had that many sold.
Kelly
as a solo artist.
Kelly shit just popped up number 8 on like the Billboard.
Yeah.
The Like This or whatever.
But she's been consistent though. She puts out a consistent.
That's what's so crazy that you don't remember it though.
She's consistent.
But no, I'm saying she
released. But she has
a lot.
But she's had like
she
hit records.
For sure.
And you just forget.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
Damn, this as a solo artist, she got some shit.
Polo, the Like This record.
The shit with Nelly.
I don't remember
she got.
Oh,
the Ciara thing is crazy, yeah. though.
Look up Ciara, bro. She's at like 40 million or some crazy shit.
Ciara makes sense, though. Kinda. Because her first album went crazy.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But you just.
And Promise went crazy. And then the joint Future
wrote
for her.
She has 7 albums. I didn't know. She,
but you just, like.
Yeah, when you forget, though.
You forget
yeah.
that how these artists are still around. It's like, yo. Yeah. Like, people be making jokes about Ciara. But it's just like, man, she 40 million sold, bro.
Yeah,
it's
so,
either 40
okay,
or 60.
Yeah, here it is. So her worldwide sales total is 45 million. That's 23 million record sales, 22 million single sales.
Brother.
Yeah.
So she's basically half and half.
That
on both.
Is
yeah.
insane.
Yeah.
She got hits, bro. For real. She got yeah. hits. She
Come
got
on,
hits.
Man.
But Kelly Rowland is around that, too. Can we look that up, too?
Okay, hold on. So how much is Janet Jackson?
Oh, she out there, bro.
She probably 80, 90. It got to be.
Probably 100, low-key.
Yeah.
Y'all pull up Janet Jackson.
Yeah, let's look at Janet.
I want to be surprised. Let's fuck.
Because you just forget sometimes.
Yeah?
You don't forget about Janet, man.
Nah, we do forget about Janet, though. We do. Hey, it's nobody's fault, easy. I just think we feared by Janet Jackson.
Nah.
Because we forget about Brandy, too. And she's up there with a bunch of record sold as well.
She is, but we are.
These are legacy artists.
Her fourth album, Janet Jackson's Rhythm Nation, is her highest selling album. It's sold it went 6 times platinum, and it has sold over 12 million copies worldwide. I'm getting into it. Okay. She has 40 million certified albums and singles in the United States, and overall, she has sold over 100 million records worldwide.
Yeah, brother, yeah. 100 of them things.
And what's crazy is, like her brother is the best-selling artist of all time.
Come on, like, bro. I don't even like bringing up Mike. Yeah, anytime we get to talking about Mike, that he was an actual thing.
Like, 22, he sold 22 million records on one album.
One joint.
Thriller.
Yeah, that's great.
I just seen somebody, and I don't know why people always do this. I understand. You already know where I'm going.
Yeah.
I understand. We in the moment. Shout out to the Renaissance Tour. Everybody dressing up like leftovers.
Oh, we talking about Beyonce versus Michael Jackson? No one's bigger than Michael Jackson.
I see that. I'm just like, she would tell you herself that she not
Mike. Of course not.
It's like, bro, Mike is.
Hov got on Twitter Spaces and said that his wife. Nobody seen his wife. He said that out his mouth.
But he's what else?
He's supposed to feel
it's
like
a cheater.
That.
Supposed to say
exactly. He's supposed to.
He's
say.
A cheater.
What do you want the nigga to say? You want him to not say that? But we all know Mike is Mike. Bro. Yeah, he's always gonna be the golden standard. Yeah. There will never be another.
Nah, facts.
The only nigga that can really fuck with Mike, if you really want to put it together, I can understand Prince, obviously, but it's Stevie Wonder. That's the only other person that's like. Catalog impact is as strong when you're looking at it. The numbers might not add up.
I've actually never looked at his numbers,
but it's not the Luther's cool, but he's not up
cool.
there.
Nah, yeah.
Because Stevie's just been a part. Yeah, he's just been a part of so many. He's every genre of music. Like Stevie has pretty much like been a part of. So he's the only person. Album. That's what I'm saying. He on Drake album.
He on Drake. You know album.
So
don't remind me.
But, here we go. Yeah, so somebody like Stevie, he another dude that we don't really
get. Yeah, so he has, Stevie Wonder has 10 number one hits, and is a...
That's kind of blasphemy.
No, hold on.
Like it was he only more. Had 10?
Hold on.
I'm sorry, you
10 number one hits on the pop charts.
Oh, okay.
20 there number one hits on the R&B charts. There
we go. Brother.
He has sold over 100 million records.
Of course, yeah. The number's there.
19.5 million album sales. He's one of the top 60 best-selling music artists of all time.
Top 60, yeah.
He has 30 albums.
Bruh. Writing and producing pretty much all of it, though.
Yeah, oh, yeah, you know.
You know what I'm saying? So, that's what I'm saying. Like, Stevie is the only person. I mean, again, Prince is always going to be. Prince is Prince. Like, he's the argument, too. But I feel like we leave Stevie out.
We
but,
do.
But these two guys still aren't as big as Michael Jackson.
Nah, no, of course not.
I went to, Brandon had took me to, I think, Midas's house.
Yeah.
And I forgot who was all there. I know the voice was there. Anyways, I'm sitting here. They had some other dude there. I don't remember who it was. But I'm arguing. I was like, yo, Mike is Mike.
Yeah.
But, like, we can't, you know what I'm saying? Like, Prince is that nigga,
Prince
for real.
Is that guy.
Oh, yeah.
And I compared
42 Prince albums.
More to Ye.
Jeez.
Yeah, where Drake is more Mike.
For sure.
And I don't know. I feel like I don't know who dude was, but he was not feeling that.
Like, he probably didn't like it. Mike for Mike. Sure, but
and Ye is more
Prince yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
because of their approach of how they feel about the art,
artistry. Yeah,
yeah. Mind you,
Mike Kanye
was
no
doing the Mike thing for a minute.
But I think when we just talking about like. Skill and approach to music making, Kanye is definitely Mike.
Yeah.
But when we were talking about like commerce and how it's viewed, I think Drake is closer to Mike and Kanye is closer to Prince just because of their stance on what like everything means. Like Prince has been telling us about the system and all that.
Yeah.
Like he's been saying like, yo, the music's gonna be on the internet sooner or later. We're gonna be sampling the sample of the sample.
Right.
He's always kind of been that forward thinking. And I feel like that's more Kanye.
Not to say Mike just wasn't as vocal.
He wasn't as vocal about it.
Because Mike probably knew too.
But again, Mike is shooting $10 million videos, bro.
Yeah. Like, what are we talking about?
And bro? Prince was making his own movies in his video.
What happened to the...
Oh, okay. But yeah, like, so Michael go get $15 million and shoot a video and have Magic Johnson in the video.
Eddie Murphy.
And just do the whole thing. The real cinematic. But Prince, he was doing that too, but he not getting $10-15 million to do it.
Making his shit cinematic like that.
Yes, he was. Hey, it was the color purple.
Yeah, it was a different approach.
That was a whole movie.
That's what I'm saying though. I mean, but Prince.
Mike did that little thing too.
Prince been doing that.
I'm talking about like video, like music video is.
I got you.
Prince took away
but
more.
But if a label is going to give you $20 million to shoot a video, Prince is not getting $20 million from some Prince label. He's not going to do it.
It's levels.
Nah, don't do that. Because that's a whole different conversation.
Nah, for real.
Because when people do that, I'm just like, oh, Lord.
But the levels is what? Because Prince played every instrument. Like, are we talking about... Like,
Mike ain't play no instrument.
Are we talking about music? Well, or are we talking about everything surrounding the music?
We talking about levels.
I'm not going to comment, because I don't really know if Mike played instruments. That we seen?
He didn't play the guitar, the bongos, nothing. You saw the movie, nigga.
Come on.
You right.
For real.
Mike was spinning... And kicking, and he wanted to be James Brown and shit.
Everybody else in the Jackson 5 played instruments.
Yeah, Mike was like, nah.
Mike didn't play instruments.
I'm not thinking.
That's true.
Everybody else played them, though.
But he probably can, though. He could.
He probably could.
But
like it just wasn't his. His dad probably was like, nigga, fuck that. Get off the goddamn door. We don't shoot him.
Yeah, I mean, shit,
definitely the best, strongest singer. Well, was it Tito? Randy? One of them niggas sang too now. Jermaine.
Yeah, he was always strong vocally. Yeah.
They always like background singers, so they know how to hold a little note.
Yeah, that's true.
Ain't no holding a little note. they can all sing.
Yeah.
But.
For sure.
Michael,
Jermaine, Dito, who left the house in the boom?
That made me think of the movie with Flex.
Nah, don't even bring that. Flat monstrosity up. Hey, y'all remember my man from 40-year-old version? The bald dude, right?
Yeah.
You know he played MC Hammer in the movie?
Yeah.
You saw that joint?
You talking about Romani Malcolm?
Yeah, that was my joint growing up, bro.
That shit was hilarious.
He played MC Hammer in the movie, bro. He's a dancer. I think he used to background dance for Britney Spears back in the day.
I think that is. Yeah. That's true.
But he was in the Hammer movie, bro. Or like VH1 or some shit.
He was in something else, too, that was fucking hilarious. I can't think of what it was.
He been that nigga to me. 40-year-old version just put him on the map for like everybody else, but he really been that nigga for me. But anyways, you ready, dog? You want to recap the battle or what? It wasn't a battle, but
oh, it's your show.
I went in there.
Your shit always fucked up.
Hold on, but
Gladiator School.
I was about to say started from the tippy top.
All right, so shout out to 5D DJ. DM me. He was like, yo. I got a time slot or whatever at Off the Record.
Right.
On Tuesday, you want to spin some joints? I was like, yeah, I'll do that. He was like, you want to perform too? And I was like, no. You know what I'm saying? But he was like, cool. Like, I'll put your name on the flyer. So I was like, all right, bet. I called Miles, like, thinking he was still in town. So I was like, bro, you know, Miles going to play his beats anywhere. Oh, this would be perfect for you, bro. Like, if you hear... I'll tell him to add your name. That's going to, you know, whatever, bring a draw or whatever. Miles is already out of town. So I was like, all right, yeah, whatever. So then, shit, I ain't going to lie. I think he hit me on like a, I don't know, Friday or something. Nah, he hit me before my people came. Anyways, my people left Sunday.
Okay, yeah.
I started like going in, mixing my, like not mixing. Well, I guess mixing, turning shit up. I picked my 10. I told Donnie I only had 10 to see how he was going to play it. And he was like, you played your 10, Chris. You played your 10. I was like, nigga, you thought. You know what I'm saying?
I got more of a cut.
But we get there. Me, Dalton, the first ones there, of course. Yeah. It looked like a fucking Western when we walked in there.
I'm just crying.
The bartender wiping down the fucking... You know what I'm saying?
There's a DJ by himself.
Yeah, DJ by himself. Okay. Somebody turned 35, left their balloons up there type shit. We chilling. Donnie rolling there. Then, like I said, I wasn't expecting nobody to show up for real. It's a Tuesday night. But Sterling pulled up. Tuesday pulled up. Ryan had pulled up. My coworkers pulled up. So I had a little squad, you know what I'm saying, that supported me. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate everybody for showing up or whatever. So the DJ finally, 5D finally roll in, you know, 10. He wasn't too late. We got there mad early. But he was setting up and shit. Then, you know, John Doe pulled up, Tev, J. Lewis. Bunch of people start falling through. So he was like, 5D was like explaining like how shit was going to go. It was like, we're going to start with Bino, then it's going to go to Chris, then Donnie, and then you said his name, what?
Candon,
yeah. So Cam went first. And I told Cam this, like, after the battle. I was like, bro, you set the tone, because, like, he went first. So we were trying to, like, stick with what he was doing as far as, like, if he played, like, a trap beat or R&B or whatever. So it made it fun for us to, you know, you look around at Cam playing something. I did everything on my phone. So I'm like, oh, he played that. I got something for that or whatever. Then look back at them niggas. They on their laptop. Cam was on his laptop, too. And they scrolling like, yeah, I got something for that. Like, that shit was cool. So it came to me. And I'm nervous. I ain't going to hold you. Because one thing, I know Donnie is an engineer. So, like, his shit going to sound pristine.
Yeah, right.
And I'm like, yo, I don't know how my shit finna hit through the speakers. Like, is it going to be too loud, muffled? Because, you know, I only play my shit in my room. On my phone, my earphones or whatever. So I play my first beat. Now I know this motherfucker's supposed to slap. Like, I know this. I feel it.
It's mad low,
bruh. I'm like, oh nah. This he was the 5D was like, yo, turn your phone up. I said, nigga, it is up. What the fuck? I'm like, bro, I said it ain't no way. It's not no way. So everybody else shit sounding like full and good. I'm like, all right. I played the second beat. I'm like, let me go get my laptop. I brought my laptop, but you know my shit is on the fridge. So I was trying to get in there, and I pulled Don to the side. I'm glad I had Don there. You know what I'm saying? My confidant. He my what was Rocky homeboy name? The white Mick. Yeah. I was like, he's like, you gotta fight Rocky. I was like, yo, bro, you think if I plug my shit up, it's gonna sound better? He was like, use the wave, bro. Everybody was talking about waves. Use the wave file. I was like, I ain't trying to hear that shit.
Okay.
So I'm like, bro, I'm going back to my phone. Sure enough, I play my third beat. One of the bar, the dudes who work at the bar came over to 5D with a tablet. So I guess that's where the mixer was for the building speakers or whatever. Because I just connected to the Bluetooth to the building.
Okay.
So once they got the levels right, slaughter, nigga.
It was a slaughter.
Straight
fan.
Murder.
But I was about to say, how come you couldn't just airdrop the shit?
I guess I could have. But, you know, in the heat of the battle, I'm just thinking like.
In the heat of the battle.
In the heat of the battle, I was just like, bro, these niggas trying to sabotage me, bro.
Yeah.
They all talking and laughing and shit. You know, a nigga start tweaking in his mind. I'm like, I'll air this whole bitch out, nigga. What the fuck y'all laughing about? Nigga, for real. So once my shit, like, once I start rolling, I'm already, look, Bino and Candon, they really play some fire. But, like, I'm familiar with Bino, but I wasn't familiar with Candon like that. So, he did surprise me. But I know Donnie, and I know what he's capable of.
Yeah.
So, really, it's just me and him in my mind. You know what I'm saying? So, every time I play something, I looked at him like,
what you got, nigga?
That's why, like, in all the pictures of me and shit, my back turned.
Because like, you looking at him.
Yeah, niggas thought my back was turned on some, like, I don't know, but I was really looking at Donnie like, yeah.
They were literally staring at each other.
Yeah, like, I'm like, what you got for me, bro? Like, I'm with him.
He has some heat.
Donnie has some heat, yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
All of them did, bro. But, like I said.
He said.
And a lot of Donnie's beats had, like, he added his own vocals to the background. Hooks
and shit. He played songs and shit. Yeah. I'm like, oh, this nigga cheating. But you know what? I played, you remember that All the Girls record, right?
Yeah. That's one of the ones.
That's when I knew it was
my favorite beat you played was that Zelda sample.
Oh, yeah. That was, those two, I played. Nasty.
I like that. Did you play? You played the Afrobeat shit, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He did.
All of them, bro. I'm telling you, everything I played was shout out to Ryan, too. Because I asked Ryan, like, yo, what do you think I should play at the joint? And he gave me some joints. But my first two was supposed to be like, what's up? Like, I'm here. Yeah. Like, I know those were like intro type beats. And they just didn't cut through. But everything else did. And, it was fun, though. Like, I appreciated that. Because Donnie, for some strange reason, niggas think, like, I stopped making beats. I guess because, like, I wasn't placing them or anything. But,
I mean, do you say that to people?
Nah.
That you still cooking up?
I mean, I post.
I mean, that's.
Story. Everybody watch my story.
But, you know, some people just skip through the story.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So, this, especially if they see, like, a black screen, though.
Yeah, they skip through that, they ain't skip through that Afro beat though. Oh god.
Oh no. Cause that joint got some juju in that motherfucker.
And then I went back and revamped that shit too. I gotta send you that one, cause it's harder than what it was. But overall it was fun, and I appreciate everybody for coming out. But
I wanted to be there.
I also want to say this too, cause I was telling everybody, like, it was a competition or whatever. That's how I got my head in the game for real. Like, I wasn't finna play the shit only I like type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, because if I didn't feel like it was a competition, I would have just played the, oh, yeah, this is my not finished beat that I really love, instead of, like, trying to knock these niggas' heads off.
Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, like, that's the only reason why I had to hype myself up in that way. But it was a good night.
Fun.
And we was in Deep Ellum on a Tuesday night, and we got parking meters, and it wasn't crazy outside.
Right in front.
Damn, y'all got blessed.
Only one homeless person asked me for a dollar. Like, it was dope.
Night.
Man, I wanted to go.
Yeah, bro, I think you would have had fun, bro, for real. The bartender was cool. She from Mississippi. She went to school out there. We start rapping. She was bad, too.
I would have blazed y'all niggas.
Nah, look, if I had to play beats next to you, I would have been.
We would have been like.
Yeah, but I still would have. I would have went, though. I would have tried.
Of course you going.
I would have tried.
Me and Chris, I like. Naruto and Sasuke.
Bad example.
Is he?
Yes.
Goku and Vegeta?
That's better.
Yeah. Okay, babe.
Yeah.
Who's who, though?
In this case, I feel like you're more Vegeta.
He's Vegeta, bro.
Well, I feel like him because I don't feel like he's.
No,
like,
you're Vegeta.
I say in this case.
No, your temperament is Vegeta, okay, bro.
I feel like Miles got worse temperament than me.
No.
When it comes to music, I feel like I'm OD humble
but
when it comes to
Yang.
Shit.
We like in Hancock.
Okay, yeah.
You could be the girl. And I'm just saying. It's like we got to keep far away from each other. Unless we lose our path.
Yeah, bro. The
He's
one time
really
you was at my house that year. Chaz had brought Da Vinci to my house, and we had that like house party.
Yeah,
I smoked that nigga then too. Da Vinci, remember we had that beat battle?
I can't remember it like that.
Nah,
no, I remember. Because,
you know, Chaz and KK was like hyping his shit up, bro.
They was. I remember that, but I don't remember niggas playing
music. This is a
long
time ago, Chris.
Oh, very. It was a lot, but I thought that was something like you remember.
I do remember this.
You was in my corner the whole night. He was like, y'all, my nigga smoking y'all nigga type shit.
I'm hip.
Yeah, but I was remember
just,
that.
No, but I was just telling Third right here. I was like,
oh, you got
that?
Yeah, you got that.
I'm telling Third earlier, he didn't know that. How I even started making beats and how I say it. I was like, I just started hanging out with Chris all the time, and then that's when the shit started coming together.
Yeah, I was curious on that.
Yeah.
Nah, but like I always say, we say this down there every pod Miles on. He was just like,
I just took to it though.
That was just like
it was the right information at the right time,
when it was delivered the right way.
I
caught wave of Miles, or when I first was introduced to him. First, it was like, like Lennox and
shout out to Lennox
and Namdi. They'd be like, Namdi. Oh yeah, you know Miles. But it was like he was like always in the house.
Yeah.
It's like he some type of like.
Hermit.
Right.
Bobby today.
No, but Pete this though, because Lennox always tells this story too. It's just like, how many times do you go up to people and they be like, yeah, you know, my homeboy does music. And like, yeah, my homeboy does music.
Yeah, a lot.
But it's just sometimes you'll just be like, oh, damn, like, this is somebody who. It's like when you hoop with somebody who hoop for money, like who hoop international.
Yeah.
And you just be like, damn, nigga, I ain't know. This type of thing existed.
Yeah, type shit.
I wasn't familiar with your game.
I felt like that was like in my mind, like, I kind of knew that about myself, that people would be like, oh, man, like, I ain't know it was like this.
Nah, Miles, to me, I knew he was different because he always did stay in the house, but he was just hip to, like, everything. But I guess,
yeah, looking... Yeah, like, he had time. It's like he was in a hyperbolic time.
Yeah, chamber. Bro, yeah. Like, he was just hip.
Didn't leave,
like,
the house.
I didn't...
You'd come over, he had McDonald's bags just sitting there,
like,
on the beach.
I'm talking hip to, like... But you got to be that type of nigga, though. Like, he knew all the Papa John secret codes and shit. Like, he was always up on the, like, the cool, fresh clothes and shit that, like, most people would have to see somebody else in. But, like, Miles was on forums and shit where, like, niggas didn't even, like, I was not aware of it.
This is why I mentioned the Academy earlier. And this is why I feel like...
Is that going to be the name of your production company?
Nah.
Oh, okay.
My shit is Everything is Super.
I didn't know that. Because I didn't get signed or anything, so I didn't know.
Oh, you would. Once we get some money for you, we got you. I'm paying on my niggas. But the thing I say about this is that, and this is why beat battles are always funny to me. Mm-hmm. And this is why I feel like producers always take a back seat. And that, to me, that was never the case. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like there's artists in every facet of it. You know what I'm saying? I just happen, my tool of choice just happens to be production. Mm-hmm. That's just what I'm great at. But the thing is when you go to B-Battles, it's like a lot of producers don't really want to show their way of doing things. And too many times, especially just working in this business and whatnot, is that it's never like, yo, we need to see what this producer's on. It's kind of like the producer has to accommodate the artist.
Yeah.
My approach, and I feel like our approach has always been that, like, yo, they gonna have to come see where we at with it. Because this is what we on.
Yeah, type
That's
shit.
What I mean about the Academy. Is anybody who I think is fresh like that, I would say, yeah, they come from that Academy too.
Yeah.
Because it's like, yeah, we want to accommodate artists and stuff, but it's more so about, like, what we see the world and the world that you should sound like in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Because our job as producers is a service.
Yeah.
But, like... We're not like solar panel service.
Yeah.
Dude. Like, we're not going door to door being like, would you like, would you like, would you like, would you like? It's like, how'd you hear about us?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
For real.
Type shit. Like, that's the best way I could put it. And, like, even, like, the Dalton, I made that Zelda beat when we were living together.
Yeah.
That's how long I had that beat. But I knew this is one of them ones because... I use the Ocarina of Time. Like, I don't... Niggas use video game samples all the time. But I was just like, why ain't nobody flipped this percussion yet? Because it's the Goron City shit. Yeah. Like, it's just hard. But then I made the beat, and I was like, this shit don't even feel like Zelda. This shit feel like Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Like, they finna fight the putties or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, that shit what it felt like to me when I made it. And, like, how many niggas... Like, what... Rappers are too cool. So if I sat down and explained that to them,
right,
like, this where my mind went, bro. It's a Zelda sample, but now it feels like some Mighty Morphin Power. It'd be like, this is a lame ass, dark ass, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm really not outside. But, like, I don't know if y'all saw that tweet of the dude who was like, he's some New York nigga, light skinned, kind of heavy set, but he was like, I'm tired of the age old trope that, like, nerds don't get bitches and shit like that. Y'all seen that?
Yeah, I seen
it. It was a couple days ago.
Like, I didn't know it was a couple days ago, though.
Or weeks ago or whatever. Well, at least when I saw it. Huh?
He said nerds don't get
bitches. And he was basically saying y'all are, like, scaring the bitches.
Yeah, y'all scaring the bitches. Yeah. Like, he was like, I got a He-Man sword right there on my wall, and I got a Dragon Ball Z rug on the floor. And but he had, like, he had a gold grill. Like, he was wavy, though. And he was really talking about, like, the, I hate to use this word, like, incel niggas that, like, you know what I'm saying? But I said that to say, like, that's really what producers be on. Like, we are, like, I called Miles a tech nerd a long-ass time ago. But that's really what we are. Like, we watch this shit. We watch everything. We apply what we see. And we at the computer all day.
I think.
Shit like that.
Part,
like,
of it, too, is there's some sort of, like, how can I put this? Because you're, like, pulling from so many places.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like production is one of those things where you can physically pull a program from somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You can physically take a technique from somebody.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's why the geekiness comes into it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because even when, it doesn't matter what type of producer you are, like, there's always somebody or something that you can nerd out at.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Just
it's like the best way to describe it is like coding.
Yeah, exactly. It's literally that.
It's like taking something and applying a different algorithm to
Yeah,
it.
That's Real literally life. What it is.
Same shit like Lex Luger's with the hi-hat.
Yeah.
Like when he introduced that and everybody took that and went crazy with it. Like
they doing that shit in country records.
Come on.
I wouldn't doubt it.
They are crazy. For sure.
They got 808s. They got 808s and hi-hats and country records now. And it's like, what the
Shout out to Lil Nas X, man. Changed the game.
Yeah. Hey. Sells records, bro.
And more than one facet of it. I don't know where to go from there, really. That's all I want to talk about, the B-Battle.
It's just the B-Battle.
How I smoked them niggas.
That was all you wanted to say?
I mean about that, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what else to talk about.
I don't know.
Y'all got to
We got to talk about.
Smoke them niggas' boots.
So y'all peeped this. The Kendrick leak.
Yeah.
The disses on there.
We got to talk about this thing.
Okay.
Because I think I just had this conversation about. Everybody in here is familiar with The Matrix, right?
Of course. Favorite movie, Keanu Reeves. Let's go.
Oh, I thought we was like applying like The Matrix that we living in and 9 to 5.
But we can do that too because it's all a part of it.
Yeah, though. For sure.
But
okay.
I tell people. That music has gotten to such a place to where there's no feeling to it, mm-hmm. and it's all this like stats and algorithm. We're at such this place with it.
Yeah,
it's that. It's like when you're talking about certain people, it's like you're fighting Mr. Anderson. Mm. So, when I heard the diss, I was like, me personally, I don't think there's anybody on earth messing with Kendrick as an artist.
Okay,
that's just me personally.
Okay,
wait. So, who diss who?
Kendrick did.
It was an unreleased verse where he mentioned Jay Electronica, Sean.
Drake, right.
French Montana.
Drake and French Montana, yeah.
Yes. I'd be like.
Yeah, because French Montana once said that he.
At that time, it was true.
He.
Sold more records.
No, he was saying he's more of a headliner than Kendrick is for shows.
That's not true.
I'm saying the song was he was responding to that.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, which was true. French was right about that at that time.
Yeah.
But
it's true.
Okay. But this is what I was saying though is that, and it's just I just recently like kind of put this together because since I did the burner record, I've been tweeting about it. I get all these different stands in my mentions talking about stuff, right?
Uh-huh.
So they'll be like, DeVito this, WizKid this, and all these things. So everybody's playing this game where we're throwing numbers and stats at each other.
Yeah.
And it means nothing about the song, right?
Right.
So I'll be like, a lot of times if something comes out and I don't like it, I'm cool with just taking my ball and going home.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to participate.
Mm-hmm.
If I feel like what everybody else is offering isn't doing anything for me, mm-hmm. I personally just won't listen to nothing.
Right.
Or I listen to something I already like. So this is why I was saying it's like it feels like when you're talking about music now to people is that you're fighting against Mr. Anderson is because they will never go against the establishment ever.
Mm-hmm.
They won't just be like, you know what? I don't like none of this. And I'm not even going to force myself to like it.
Right.
It's just not up to my liking with anything.
Yeah.
But people have gotten so algorithmed out.
That's how I feel about a lot of this music nowadays.
No, that's how I feel about pretty much 90% of it. So when you're talking to people about artists, you be like, oh, they be like, so-and-so's my favorite artist, da-da-da-da. And I'd be like, yo, I personally just didn't really like it that much. I didn't really think it was that good.
Right.
They'll argue you down, call you a hater, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just like, you've never got to the point to where you just stopped listening to whatever they was putting out.
Mm.
So that's what I meant. Like, the establishment of, like, fame and music and, like, relevancy and being hip and all this outweighs what you think the music is.
I believe, like, when you had albums that came out back in the day, it gave it a pause.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
That whole year was that whole run. Like, it was longer than that. You know, it almost lasted 2 years, almost, it felt like, when somebody's album dropped, like when 50's album dropped.
Yeah.
He was doing videos for all that same album.
Man, you I think we got too far gone that even the artist is rapping about the numbers they doing.
Yeah. I think we had a whole episode about this. I think the episode title was What is a Number?
Yeah.
And it's all fake anyway.
And that's what I was saying. I was like, if you take all that shit out of it, do you like the album?
Do you
yes
like
or no?
The
I
album.
Was like, it's a yes or no question. Because now if you're like, if someone's like, oh, they only sold 10,000 copies, I don't care.
It don't matter.
Is
anything.
The album good? Yeah. Like, that was the whole point of that whole
I did spiel. Write in my notes something similar to what y'all are saying because music used to just be like, you knew a rapper was a rapper, you knew a singer was a singer. Right. I'm not selling you McDonald's. Like, I'm not selling you. I'm selling my album.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it did become about business and numbers and all that shit, which, like you said, it saturated the game, which took me back to the conversation we had.
No storytelling.
Right.
I don't like this shit. It's no storytelling in this genre nowadays. This shit is weak. It's just, everything is just.
Come on, man.
I don't know, man. I feel like, hey, thank your producers. That's the reason why y'all hot niggas.
Yeah, no, for real. That is it, too.
That's just really what it come down
when
to.
When we had that conversation, when Jawan was there on Christmas that year, when I said, I saw then that, like, This shit is all blending to get, like, there's no separation anymore.
Yeah. Right.
Like, yeah. You know why I like Hov? Because Hov said, basically, in today's language, like, you can't sit with us type shit.
Right.
That was established. Like, everything Hov was doing was established. Now, you got niggas on Twitter saying, is Lil Baby hotter than Wayne or some shit like that. And Wayne's
absurd.
Like,
absurd.
Like,
are we talking about?
Like, it's
first
not
of all, the catalog. That, time.
But that's really a thing, though.
This is a thing. And people, yeah, like, but I said something to Dawg the other day. He was like, I can't believe you just said that.
Yeah, what was that again?
The future thing.
Oh, yeah, this is insane.
Look,
this is insane.
You know, I think Future one of the ones.
No, but wait. Just wait.
Okay.
I don't remember exactly what I said. Do you remember, kinda? Cause what did I say to you? I forgot, like, a little bit. He's very high. I say he like might be above like Kendrick and all them niggas for me.
You said after looking back at the people like in the J. Cole Kendrick era,
right?
You say Future might be the best rapper out of all of them. That's what you said to me.
Yeah, I stamp that.
I think he brings way more to the table than most people think.
I also look.
That's true.
But I
said better rapper.
Look,
nah, Kendrick is the best.
Rapper. I never heard.
Talking about here, are we talking about lyricism? Or are we talking about
bro?
Just
Future,
just like
is
when you
like
just
impact,
looking at like a rapper, like who has the better skill set?
Now, when Chris broke it down, he was just saying stuff that like really stuck with him. Though, like these verses, like. I was like, yeah, I remember that line. He was like, I think about this line daily.
Shit, yeah, but for real, yeah, like, yeah. Look, I ain't got no manners for no slut. I don't put my thumb in her, but that shit's biblical.
No, but you know what, though? Like, but this is the thing, though. If somebody would have told me, because I still think Future is getting better, but
yeah, he said,
if
no,
somebody would have told me, because again, when you arguing with people that are like this high up, you pretty much splitting hairs. It kind of becomes down to like personal preference or whatever.
Right.
But if somebody would have told me that Future was going to be this, I would have been like, ain't no way.
Bro.
But what he's turned into is like,
that is true.
When you pretty much gave, he's given a hit to pretty much every big artist.
Yeah.
And it's like, damn, like, you juiced up Drake. You gave Beyonce one of them ones.
Rihanna.
You gave Ciara one of them ones. You gave Rihanna one of them ones. Like, you just out here just giving them out.
I wasn't even expecting him to come like that when he was the Future. Remember when he did that Racks on Racks on Racks?
Yeah.
Bruh.
He was just the Future, so I didn't even think like he was really going to.
Look.
Where's Young Chris?
Miles, look.
Ironic, huh? Future.
Miles was with me when I at that show I was telling you about. Yeah, every time we bring
him. By, yeah.
This,
oh, yes. Yes.
He got booed.
He did get booed, yes. We was there.
And I that's why when like now I'm like, bro, this dude has literally I've literally seen this man get
okay,
booed.
Okay, but what I understand him getting booed.
No, but I'm saying look where he's at now.
No,
that's crazy.
I'm with you 100%.
Yeah.
But my retort to Dalton saying that, cuz that wasn't the first time he told me that. But now some time has passed and I actually thought about what happened. Future didn't go play his crowd.
No.
Of course not.
Because but, South Bob was still like
no.
weird up, yes, at that time.
I know what you're saying.
Yes,
that's no excuse.
That is an excuse.
Because South Bob,
you think he would have got booed in Dallas or Atlanta?
I know what you're saying. But at the same time, South Bob is supposed to be the smartest fan because they tapped in.
Yeah, with like Tyler and
I know what you're
all
saying.
That shit. Like
no,
it was different.
No, that show
happening.
Was a good lineup, bro.
I hear you. Was it? There wasn't no nigga like Future on his set.
No, but this is before his first album even came out.
Yeah.
So he came out. He came out to the wrong song too.
What song he come out to?
I Take You to the Moon.
Oh yeah, well.
And everybody was like, I literally watched people's face like, what is this?
I really like this song.
Look, see, I'm telling you.
But I just like Future.
I knew when I heard the Chosen One or whatever, yeah. I was like, oh my God.
I knew Future was on it when he did Itching, bro. Yeah,
I'm selective.
My grandma and my granddaddy, they all suspicious.
Yeah.
Just ain't all the drugs. Hell no, nah, I ain't listen. Come on. I'm like, wait, whoa. This nigga know my grandma, bro.
This man said.
The junkies, they don't like me. I got J's at the door. Come on, bro.
Tell my granny, I don't need a bed. I'm sleeping on the floor.
Nigga. Yeah. Biblical. You got to know that.
It's tough.
So Future really one of the ones.
The one album that I will say was
what's the record on there?
I don't know if what it was called. Was it the Dirty Sprite?
Dirty Sprite is absolutely turned me into a fanatic.
Or was it the one? No.
Dirty Sprite.
One.
Dirty Sprite.
What's the one? The mixtape. Metro. I think that one.
Oh,
that's the
Metro went to jail.
That was 56 Nights.
56.
That was Esco went to jail.
That's the one. Yeah. You know what's funny? I think 56 Nights is just okay.
Yeah, but, it's just okay. Compared to Monster and Beast Mode.
Oh, Monster is iconic.
Bro, Summer, bro, was insane.
This is the thing, though. And I love when artists do this. I feel like artists don't do this enough. But sometimes there just comes a point to where you just be like, yo, I'm about to control this whole vibe.
Yeah.
And Future decided to do that. And the fact that he did that, I think that's why where he's at right now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Listen to deeply personal, insightful, and thought-provoking stories from the world's leading thinkers and doers. Listen and subscribe to The Unmistakable Creative wherever you get your podcasts.
It's there when he made Perky's Calling.
That was in the time.
Yeah, I literally watched niggas turn into zombies.
Yes.
Like in real time.
He
like,
had a
dead ass.
That was a crazy run.
Crazy run, bro.
He was literally
DS2.
It went the mixtapes. Then he did DS2.
Oh yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
That was like the exclamation point.
Yeah.
And then he did DS2.
Then he did What a Time to Be Alive.
Yeah, come on, bro.
I was like, this is crazy.
Yeah. Bitch, you be nagging the kid. You get him on motherfucking nerves,
bro. I was like,
hey, sliding all over that guy.
I like Future, bro.
I get you, but again, looking back, I was just like, bro, he's really, like Miles said, he's really. But right now you can see it more, I feel like. Like, he's really controlling every verse he's dropped.
Yeah.
Niggas have, like, on the internet, it's like, yo, what the fuck? The record with Quavo. That record with Quavo
is hard.
He's proven he has longevity.
Yeah.
It's hard to do.
Which is hard to do, yeah.
The Boston Richie joint. The Bullseye 2, that nigga went insane.
Yeah.
Like, he's just been going crazy, bro. Even the record with ESTG on ESTG's last album, I'll Shoot It Myself.
That
I love that album because ESTG.
But you brought up that verse.
Future's like, bro.
But the thing about Future, bro, again, it comes to he just brings so much to the table because he's such a good songwriter. There's this artist I work with that he's been working with closely, and it's like the fact that he's locking in with her and he wanted to sign her at one point. I'm just thinking about it. I'm like, man, that's so interesting that he thinks like that. But when you can just make any type of song, you are just, because not everybody can just make any type of song and make it one of them things.
Yeah, like, for real. Yeah.
The record he gave Sierra is in her top five best records with Body Party.
Body Party, yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
So it's just like, when you got that type of ability to hear records like that for other people.
Even Drunk in Love, not, bro. That was a moment, bro.
Even Drunk in Love, bro.
It was a fucking moment.
This shit is not normal. I don't think people is just like understanding, like, yo, to give somebody and to hear these type of melodies for this type of artist. Bro, this shit is not normal, bro.
No, it's not, bro. That nigga is like the definition of gift.
Bro, but he's, for real. Again, I put him in the category when we're talking about like crazy songwriters. There are two people that I give it the most to, especially when this era and this decade of how everybody's cutting records and how everybody stylistically, I give it to Party Next Door and Future, for sure.
They molded,
this
for
is
sure.
the whole thing, style-wise, is that like Party is absolutely the guy.
Yeah, no questions asked.
Bro, we don't gotta, Party's the guy, writing-wise.
At all. He's
the guy, bro. Like, when you hear these records, even the records he does for himself, it's just like, oh man, this is interesting. That melody,
I know,
crazy.
Joy, your shit, right?
Yeah, I love Joy.
My record on that album was Spiteful for sure, bro.
Yeah, Spiteful's crazy though.
You know,
Spiteful
with these hoes for sure. But
Muse was crazy too.
Yeah, he got Joy.
It's
bro.
How he. It's just how he thinks about records.
Yeah, how he approached that shit for sure.
Yeah, he's sick.
Yeah, Future and Party, I would say for sure. They, especially during that time we were talking about dropping P2 at that time as well. And then everything Future was doing, like P2 lasted for a minute, bro.
Yeah.
Like a minute. Like, these niggas shot. Never mind. I ain't going to say that. Never mind.
Okay. I mean, I definitely think he a huge impact. I mean, as far as like, well, I listen to a lot of these people trying to, what they trying to sound like.
These niggas told me Bryson Tiller was coming for Party, bro.
Oh yeah, that's crazy.
They told me that.
How do y'all feel about Bryson? Especially right now though.
I didn't know he talked like that in real life.
Which is, he sound like a robot or something?
That nigga sound like Kermit.
That's funny.
But that soul, what was it?
Trap Soul
was a moment.
Soul Calibur.
It definitely got records on there. I think stylistically, what carried him more than his writing and singing ability was the production.
Thank you, producer.
Because the beats were crazy on Trap Soul for sure. And then I think it was to his detriment, but like that shit took off, and I don't think he was able to sustain.
Yeah, you know,
because it happened so fast.
You?
Yeah, it happened over.
Oh shit, you can't keep up. With
That's what I was about to say. Is that moment was so huge, and he might not have been who he was supposed to be.
Yeah,
I don't think he was ready yet. I don't think he even knew.
Bro, like, this nigga was working like overnight in Kentucky, bro. Like, just bought him a mic and uploaded Trap Soul
to having
SoundCloud,
the number
bro.
One song in the country.
Wasn't Timbaland producing that?
Nah.
Nah. Wait, I thought
Timbo worked on the album for sure, though. Yeah. He worked on the album.
But that first little joint, Yeah,
don't.
I thought he put out the.
That was on SoundCloud. He just put it out.
Out the whole Trap Soul first, then they like went back in.
That was a song. Yeah, he spent $5 for that song, and that's what happened. Don't.
There you go.
That shit is crazy.
That was a good
shout out
to
Bryson. This
is exactly why everybody trying to be a rapper.
Yeah, because
you never know.
You never know,
you just
bro.
Never fucking know.
Speaking of the Burna Boy record, though, how has life changed for you since it came out?
How's life changed?
Nah, that's a real question. Y'all you niggas know, number one in Nigeria.
No,
nah,
the thing is that you just get more sessions. You just get more people just
accessibility
you up.
To you.
Yeah,
really,
people
yeah.
just be wanting to hear like more stuff. So it's just more opportunities, obviously,
which is a break fucking deal.
Like, no,
he's
yeah.
downplaying the shit. Like, I mean, the thing is, like, you know, you just get a couple.
No, because I just be like, well, now I'm looking at it like, yo, what should I actually take? Am I going to focus this much on this? Is it worth it to do all these things? So I'm just looking at it like that. But, yeah, nah, it's been great. It's like people hitting me up like, yo, it's fucking Burna Boy, man. He's fucking huge, bro.
Yeah, he's definitely
big. And the fact that my record's on this nigga's album, and he's probably going to get Grammy nominated and all this crazy shit.
Which in turn makes you Grammy nominated.
Yeah, which I'm Grammy nominated. And then hopefully we win in the future. You know what I'm saying? So No, it's crazy, bro. It's like, I always say this, anytime I'm on anybody's album, it's like, damn, bro, I'm on somebody's album. You know what I'm saying? And it's hard to get. Yeah, you make the cut. It's hard to get on people's projects because there's a million producers, bro.
Right, and you don't know if you're going to get your shit.
Ever. And it's like, every year I've kind of done something to where I was like, oh, fuck, I was on this album. It's like every year it's kind of been that thing. Like, I always get one bigger than life thing that just comes out of nowhere.
For
sure.
I'm
just able to get. So this year, I mean, we got more on the way, but so far right now, it's just like, man, I got a record on Burner Boy's album.
It started with Currency, right? That was like your
yeah,
first.
Yeah, that was like the first one to where I was like, this is an artist that I really, really like.
Yeah, you fucked with Currency heavy.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm on this nigga's album. And then it went to the Wale. But the more recent shit was like getting on Freddie Gibbs' album was like crazy to me.
Even though he kind of.
They was calling him Spready Gibbs and all kind of crazy shit. Yeah, all that other shit.
That's the second time something like that's happened to you.
But no, this is. Oh,
the
bro.
The Tory shit was crazy, too.
Oh, God. I always joke and say this nigga ruined my life. But, like, the thing is about this whole thing, even you asking me this question, it's not, it don't get that different unless something is just a smash hit.
Yeah.
So, people have been asking me that, and I'm just like, yo, sometimes, yeah, I got a record with, like, a big artist. Of course, I'm super thankful. Mm-hmm. I'm super happy. You know what I'm saying? And a bunch of things may come from that.
Yeah.
But when you think about it, unless you got the record that's going, it's kind of like it don't really matter like that.
Like, you, if you would have.
All right, my nigga, let me get back in the game.
If you did Last, it'll be a different conversation.
If Big Seven turns into Last, we're talking about a different thing.
Which it will.
Yeah. But we got. I listened to the album. Even I'm stepping back like, nigga, it's some records on this motherfucker. I'm listening to it. I'm like, yo, I love my record, obviously. Yeah,
it's hard.
But the record that's going crazy right now is the City Boys record. I'm like, motherfucker, this shit smacking.
That hard, normal.
Who is that? Is that Burna Boy too?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, on his album, he has like a good 6 songs.
Yeah.
That if they shoot videos and
really,
do all
that
this
motherfucker
shit.
Motherfucker really slap.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's the problem about being a part of a great
the
album.
Intro, yeah. I told him the intro go hard.
Intro stupid.
Normal go hard. What's the other one?
Shit. The Sitting on Top of the World with 21 just entered urban radio. It just got nominated today for like 7 BET awards and shit.
God damn.
And it's just like, bro, when you just a part of an album like
that
this,
was,
you never know.
I ain't gonna lie, that was my least favorite one on the album.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen a bunch of people say that.
Right.
But it's just like, I'm listening to this, I'm like, bro, it's some cuts on here.
Yeah.
So it's just like, if your joint, it just isn't the one that's like cutting through. It almost feels like it didn't happen on a certain level.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? But obviously, I'm fucking thankful because it's a big album. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I could order more plaques now.
Oh, that was a stunt right there.
Nah, that's just a reality. So, you know, it's cool, though. But, yeah, we got more on the way, man.
Who produced Last anyway? Do you know who it was?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's the only reason why I say that is because
Last is fire, though.
That, you flip a Tony Braxton. You don't think to flip a Tony Braxton record, I guess.
Last is fire. Fire,
that one. And then make it like, what would you call that? Dance hall? What is that?
It's Afrobeat.
Afrobeat. On top of you being on Burna Boy's album, this is actually great conversation to have. I've seen people turn on Afrobeats on social media.
Bro, I don't know why, though.
They've turned
part
on?
Of it. Yeah, is, like, part of it is what Burna said, though, recently.
Yeah.
In his interview. He's like, yo, it's not really about anything. It's just good vibes.
Yeah.
And people kind of took that to heart. That it's not really about nothing, though.
Yeah. Because I don't know what they be saying. The shit
that's
just
what
feels,
he said. Because
yeah.
Burna himself says he does, like, Afrofusion, meaning it's going to be good records, but I'm talking about stuff, too.
Yeah.
Right. Afrobeats is just, it feels good. A lot of the shit don't make sense.
It's just jiggy shit.
Yeah. It's just jiggy shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So maybe that's what it is that.
Also, it was, I think, another part of. I ain't seen people turn on him, well, the album, so to speak, but him and his comments about obviously black people not knowing where they come from, or black Americans, rather. And it's crazy because now more than ever, I've seen the divide of like Africans and African Americans as far as social media goes.
It's back.
We really, it's like I don't know.
I don't know. To
a certain degree, I guess I understand, because it's like, I feel like Africans do look down on African Americans more, but I think it does stem from us not knowing who we are. But then all that, that Americans are lazy and all this other shit comes into play. And I think it just it, right now it's a moment on social media that, you know.
To piggyback off what you're saying with the Burner Boy and his comment about you know,
us not knowing where we come from.
I mean, it's facts.
But
it's facts, and
but this is
he,
the funny.
And this was all he was basically saying is this is why I keep in tune. I want to still be out here active.
But
in
people
my,
like this though
in my country.
This is why they why mad though, is because they might see him in a video and he wearing Tim's. He doing all this shit.
He doing
niggas,
nigga shit,
Black American shit. But here's my whole thing on it is that like,
but everybody is
no what. People like this.
Music
though.
Is all taken from each other. So it's that, like, it's not like you can't say, oh, I didn't
but
like
here,
New
bro,
York music.
Here's my thing, like, bro, is that hindsight's always gonna be 20/20. So I feel like he might have just made a comment and didn't realize what he was saying at the time.
The severity of it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Because the country need to get out their fucking feelings and realize
but let
the
me
world
ask
don't spin on the axle of your feelings or your emotions.
That let me ask you this though. You think Burna Boy would have said that if he was here?
Nah,
he gonna be humble.
They not even gonna ask him that question.
No, what I'm meaning by him exactly.
That's the part.
That. So on one hand, you got a dude that came from. He's Nigerian, right?
Yeah.
So he's from Nigeria. He knows he's from Nigeria. Booty woop. Okay. X amount of years ago, my ancestors got snatched off that continent.
Right.
They brought us over here, slave trade, Jim Crow, all that shit happened. Now I'm a nigga from Texas.
Africans sold Africans.
Right, that's true. But I'm a nigga in Texas, from right. Texas.
Right.
If you had the means to find out where you come from, like my brother did the 23andMe and shit, I know we like Kongan or whatever, right?
Right.
So... have I looked it up online. I looked where it was at on the diaspora and all that shit. And I saw how they was dressing. I was like, oh, that's why niggas loud. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's in our spirit. That's in our blood. Like, yeah. Niggas loud. They wore jewelry and shit in the Congos. They was flashy and shit.
Yeah.
So I was like,
they
okay.
That shit can be vibrant as a
yeah, mind. Yeah. So I was like, that's where niggas get that from. I get it now. That's what, okay, cool. But that's it. Do I want to go? Look, I'm going to be, let me keep
oh,
it.
Oh, I definitely want to go to Africa.
I want
to
go, but like, niggas say, come home,
I
nigga.
Really
wanna
I really want to go to like the hood.
In man. Arlington, Texas. But when I knew I was on to something, my dad was like, he said this shit, because he grew up, they had to use outhouses and shit. He was like, we had to do this, we had to cut on wood, we had to get water out the well, we had to whoopty whoop. He was like, now, do I appreciate it? Yeah, because, you know, it made him who he was. Yeah. Would I go back to it?
Hell nah.
Yeah. Of course not.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to shit out. Fuck no. No.
But that's
Africa. I'm just saying.
But
like,
that's the thing too, though. Because Africa is just like here. It's a modern city.
Yeah, come on. What happened to Wakanda, nigga? I got Wakanda right in the crib, nigga. I can hit a button on my phone that turn off my lights.
Yeah.
I
mean,
come on,
that's the thing.
They have the same shit.
I mean, I can't do that. I don't have that, but I'm just saying.
They
have
the same shit.
Bro, they got the same shit.
They got really beautiful cities.
I know they do.
Nigeria is rich as fuck.
Yeah, they rich as shit out there.
I'm being funny, guys.
You know, America do be like trying to like paint the picture though, like that shit just be like real fucked.
They try to make every other country look poor.
Eddie Griffin had this joke about Africans when he was watching TV late at night, and he seen
on
a look.
Family, wasn't it?
I can't remember which one.
He was gonna say
like,
something that's gonna get us banned.
No, he was like, he watching it. He's like, yo, he watching it with the sad music, and he was like, it's a little kid. It's a fly on his eyeball. He was like, I know you weak, nigga, but blink, goddamn it, blink.
Nah, I see that shit.
My mom adopted one of those kids.
Oh, she paid
the money.
Man,
shit.
I did that shit for
that's
like 2 weeks. So.
But nah, you didn't really adopt them. You just like get
you
a photo.
You just send them money.
Well, my mom, when she told me that, I was like,
you brought another kid.
What the fuck? What dad think about this? Okay. Nigga, you just bring it home.
They're not coming home, Chris.
Yeah, I thought. I mean, I was a kid. I was very impressionable. I was like, oh yeah, you got a little African boy. And then I started daydreaming about taking him to school. It was like, don't pick on my brother and shit. But you know, he stayed where he was at. I hope he's doing good wherever he at. You know.
Yeah, I did want to. Like, I adopted one, but I just, I had got a new car.
I did one too. Like,
y'all really gonna go adopt?
This is crazy.
No, would you adopt an African kid?
If I was rich as fuck?
He got an African kid. He African.
Yeah. Well, no, that's a fact.
He African.
If I was rich as fuck, yeah.
African.
I would.
Like,
adopt,
or like send money to.
Man, I wish I could just pour money into a great foster care or some shit.
Yeah, that was actually legit though.
Because I wouldn't want to take care of the kids. Because
once you learn about foster care and shit, you'd be like, I'm not giving none of y'all niggas money.
Yeah,
they don't do nothing
for them kids, man.
Yeah.
That's what these niggas be balling off of.
I can't really go into too much detail about one particular subject, but I do remember there was these two boys that went to my school that were foster brothers.
Okay. Yeah.
And the kid whose parents took them in, he might have, at that time, he definitely was like the flies in elementary. But the brothers were, like, y'all live in the same house?
Yeah.
And then when I went over there, like, how they were treated and like...
Of course.
How, and I was, but... In my soul, as a child, I was like, this ain't right, bro. Like, why are y'all doing this? Like, I knew that as a kid.
Like, what they did, like, shove them in the corner and shit? Like,
man, nigga, look, bro, I feel like big, we all seen Harry Potter.
But like, worse, because it's like, reality. You don't expect.
He not a wizard and shit, nigga.
They was a wizard. And you don't expect, like, I see how they treat their actual son. So I'm like, why would y'all even take? But then, you know, you grow up and they get tax breaks and they get paid and all that shit.
Off of his expense.
And I was just like, yo, that's wild, bro.
Balling off his struggle.
Yeah, bro. It was two kids that were together in that foster care.
And they could let them go at any time.
Yeah, that's.
They
go right back to the system.
The system, man.
That shit gross. Bro.
Yeah, I don't like that shit.
I don't like foster kids. I heard a lot about that
shit. Yeah, same, bro.
I don't like that shit. Terrible.
A lot of women get molested in that shit.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yes.
Shouldn't have came to a screeching halt.
I looked at the phone and you said,
we had to let that wash over.
Yeah.
For y'all to think about.
Adopt
today.
Message.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, okay.
For sure.
That shit was crazy.
Hey, what's the wildest shit? What's the wildest shit y'all like read on social media?
The wildest shit ever?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know if I remember it, but I'm just trying to think of something more recent.
I got one that's recent. They've been terrorizing my timeline. Blueface and Krishan, bro.
Yeah.
That's automatic, though.
This is literally, bro. This is like... No, they've been terrorizing my timeline.
For real.
But this is literally like when you see an abusive relationship, this is textbook abuse on both sides, bro.
It's narcissism.
Yeah,
it has every aspect.
I will say this, and I sent it to
you.
Ryan,
tuned in, aren't you?
Wait, no, there was one thing. Blueface, whatever his name, said that I was like, "Yo, this nigga kind of spitting." He was like, "Bitch, you trying to give God my credit, and I ain't going for it."
That
and
was funny.
Like,
no, that shit was crazy.
That nigga hard, bro.
Okay, he'll say that, and next line he'll be like, "Who gonna watch my son?"
Shit.
Motherfucker, you right?
No, exactly. Peep this though.
I said, "Everybody get back." This nigga ill.
No, but peep this though. So I watched a video earlier today of Krishan with her son. And the baby's crying, obviously, and she starts crying. So when I see, matter of fact, this is probably my first time seeing Krishan sober.
Facts. Oh, yeah.
Facts. So when you see somebody sober for the first time, only thing I could think of is like, bro, I pray she stays sober, bro.
Before they even got, she was a bodybuilder. Like, she was like a
D1 athlete type shit.
Yeah, and then I was like,
she got face tats and shit now.
Yeah.
And it's like, no disrespect to anybody with a face tat.
She trying to adopt the music lifestyle, you know, the culture.
She just got swallowed up by the whole thing of it. Yeah. And it's just like, the reason why, it's just unfortunate because there's like a kid involved. But you just hate to see two adults acting like this in front of everybody.
She is a kid. Her mom's still a kid, man.
No, nigga, they both kids. But, he's a fucking
but
kid.
But his
bro.
Mom, Chris, yeah. Blueface's mom is fucking a kid wild. Too. Yo,
she just said this, that they cousins.
Like, yo, I seen his dick or some shit. Wild.
He said. Bro. His brother said that their mom used
taught
to
him how to fuck or whatever.
Teach him how to have sex and shit.
And this is why this is like, abuse.
That
nigga.
Sound like molestation.
Motherfucker, you know the meme. You're a victim.
Yeah, no, for real.
You a victim.
You're a victim.
But that's the thing, though, is that we're just watching, we're seeing, like, in live how trauma gets created and how nobody does anything about it.
Yeah, but talk about it.
And just, yes, queen.
Like, yes, queen.
What are we doing?
It's either that or they really playing the shit out of the system.
No, they're not playing.
No, this is all. This is straight
raw
special
and uncut.
Motherfuckers got helmets on.
this situation automatic. That can't be the wild. Like, that's always wild.
So, I'm just like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, no. Nah.
I'm praying for them because I hope, again, I hope they just find some balance somewhere.
Look, I'm going to be honest, though. If anybody is going to be, like, responsible, I guess, it's going to be her.
No, for sure.
Yeah. It's going to be her.
I hope it's her.
Yeah.
Every nigga, a kid need his mom, bro. No, like, for sure.
Really need both, but.
Yeah, I mean,
but
if it's a boy, he definitely need his father, though.
Yeah, for sure.
And it is a boy.
Because he just going to turn out another Blueface.
Nah. I think she going to do the right thing. I think she got, just based off that video of Blueface punching. They two dysfunctional people.
They dysfunctional.
Like, because even that video when Blueface got into it with like her family or whatever, I was like, damn, everybody like usually,
they all
like,
are like this, bro.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's
bro.
A dysfunctional, bro. It's a lack of trauma.
Yeah, it's trauma. And lack
they don't know how to communicate.
They don't exactly like,
correctly.
Yeah, exactly.
I will say though, on a lighter note, that shoe shit brought up some past trauma to me.
What shoe shit?
The chick who the like met a dude off Tinder.
Oh, and the nigga took his shoes.
Yeah, bro. Because I'm I not kind of similar, but not really. Like I knew she had the shit. She just never gave it back. I don't want to say anything.
That's funny.
Like,
so.
How old are they?
I don't know. Some, you know, New Yorkers, they probably, they 12, but like 40 type shit, you know, like, they
just, what?
New Yorkers are just, they grow up like they already grown when they're born. I was listening to Rory Amal, bro, like a little while ago, and I never thought about this because I never had to do it. They had to take public transportation in like second grade, bro.
Yeah.
By themselves.
That's
like
very
to go
normal.
To school.
Oh, nah, yeah, that's facts.
I rode the bus.
But I'm saying like,
this is not the subway going to a different borough. Yeah, like, shit. You know what I'm saying?
Like the subway or whatever, like in second
with
grade.
Adults at adult people time.
Bro.
So when you just you getting on the subway where everybody else is getting to work and shit and you a kid going to school.
Funny enough, I saw that in real time in Japan.
Oh my God.
I saw this little kid with a backpack. He was just chilling. And they get like they have like a special card they use to get on the it just lets them on for free.
I couldn't imagine, bro.
And he was just sitting there.
What you think about Loki, but like, play on that. Like, think about it. I watch kids nowadays, they getting in Ubers.
Yeah.
That's still a stranger, bro. If you ask
wait,
me,
this is the thing,
but you're comfortable with it. You buy your son an Uber.
Because you don't know nothing else, though, now.
Yeah.
It's just so normal. So, to you saying, I can't imagine, man, you grow up with it, you think it's normal.
Yeah, that's true.
Bro, but especially in Asia, though, it's funny you brought up Japan.
Uh-huh.
Bro, that's so normal to them.
Yeah.
Is that as kids, for one, it's because it's way safer than it is here. But it's a thing to where a kid will just go to the fucking grocery store by themselves, and they're 6 years old,
bro. And they'll leave their bike outside, unchained.
Unchained,
people leave their laptops on the table there.
Yeah, it's wild, bro.
Niggas would be like,
I don't
niggas
know about
that
in this day of time.
Nah, hell
no, bro. You can do that present day.
In
no,
Japan?
Present
in Japan,
day.
They don't do nothing
it's
like
not,
that.
Bro. Look,
Japan,
in present day,
you would probably get your ass. Like, this is severe consequences, I feel like.
No, bro.
You don't think
you
so?
Can look this up.
No, I've been there.
This is not America, bro.
So, I watched a video. My bad. I didn't mean to cut
you. No, go ahead.
I watched a video, and you know, they got these little sleep pods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the capsule hotels,
And you can go, like, sleep in them. Like, at random little places, you just play for it and sleep in there.
Capsule hotels.
And you just see how these motherfuckers is really, like, they clean. They really like this.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. And I just feel like they discipline that mindset.
And they split.
They
also split those between men and female.
And then when I think about the pandemic, they was on motherfuckers' asses if you wasn't in the house.
Yeah, they was. They was.
So I just feel like it's just different discipline.
They have a different, like, they have a different cultural mindset just about everything. Even in their sayings and just how we talk to each other.
That shit would have been fucked up. One of the little pods. Ain't nobody.
Like, what?
They're all over.
Look at how we do Airbnbs, nigga. You think we going to take care of a little pod?
Somebody would have left some shit in there, piss in there, all types of shit.
Oh, man. But yeah, I riding the bus to school and, yeah, that subway shit. Because, again.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking about the subway.
Yeah, bro, that is just.
The subway's grimy.
Because you gotta think, like, how impressionable. Like, I remember I got in trouble for getting in the car with my brother's friends just driving from Bryant to my house. And Alice was like, don't ever get in the car with blah, blah, blah. But I knew them. But still, you know what I'm saying? They did take, like, the scenic route. And I was like, oh, shit, they finna kidnap me or something.
I'm crying.
I was a little scared.
Nigga thought it was Alpha Dog. Look,
y'all think white people wild now. Them white boys Vince used to hang out with were in fucking sane, bro. This the 90s. I'm talking about sneaking into your mama liquor cabinet 90s. Crazy. Yeah. Like, I told you before, I seen this nigga who picked me up, literally damn near beat this nigga to death with rollerblades, bruh. I seen this shit.
That's a random item.
He was a skater boy.
Okay.
A literal skater boy.
Like, for real, bro, he put them hoes on it. I'm talking inline rollerblades, bro. Yeah. He put these hoes on his hands like fucking sock'em boppers, nigga. And got to working this nigga.
That's,
I was like,
funny as shit.
This nigga's ill, bro. Across the street. Right, directly.
He said he's ill.
I'm outside my door looking at this like, nobody gonna stop this? We all just girls screaming and crying and shit. I'm like, bro.
That remind me of that one video where it's the nigga, he's just knocking everybody out with one punch. And the girl sitting there screaming like he got shot because he get knocked out. She's standing over this nigga screaming. Like, like she's screaming.
It was like a school fight, right?
I don't know, but they just in somebody's yard.
Yeah,
and he just, he
about,
one
like,
hitting,
yeah,
quitting,
yeah,
niggas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So niggas is running up like he was shot. It's like, bro, he just knocked out, bro.
But hey, seeing somebody knocked out with one punch is
no, crazy. It's crazy.
No, it's crazy, bro.
Because they be out.
Yeah, they do be out.
Hey, hold on. I know what I'm talking. I'm not to joke, but I'm curious to see, like, hello. Y'all saw the chick that got hit with the brick, right?
Hey, dog.
Nah, stop.
What y'all talking about?
There was a chick on social media.
Nah.
Like,
it's not funny, bro.
Some dude, like.
She didn't. He
asked for her
number. She said no, so he hit her with a brick.
Hit somebody with a brick is crazy.
Wait,
I'm not gonna lie. I see her face. I thought she had her.
Yeah.
I thought she had a filter on her shit.
It was like swollen.
Bro, her shit.
Look. I ain't never seen a square head like that, bro.
I seen a woman say, a woman now, I just want you, this shit go both ways. A woman said, I'm not gonna lie. She said, I'm not gonna lie, he rocked her head.
Man, y'all wrong, man.
I'm not laughing at the, it's just the fucking,
the metaphor.
Like this,
shit.
This, like, in what world? It happens.
Just
but
think about,
I can't believe
but
it.
But you
like,
know how crazy you got to be to hit somebody with a
bro,
brick.
Bro, that's what
dog.
I'm saying. Like
a brick.
A brick.
And then, you know, internet going to make comedy.
Oh, my God. I'm not laughing
bro,
at this
it's
young
not
lady.
Like,
I feel bad for her.
For sure. 100,000%.
That shit was swollen, bro.
But, like, a brick, bro. Mm-hmm.
I've seen a female get hit with a brick before.
Nah, you ain't seen. You ain't see it.
Not like this.
That's
though.
What. That's why you saying that because you ain't seen it. Let me show you.
Show this thing
in real
man,
time.
That shit
in
fat,
house, bro.
What kind of brick was that?
I got it. That was one of them acne brick.
But
for acne brick.
Did he hold it?
We ain't got footage of it.
Yeah, We ain't got footage of the hit.
No,
we
had to hit her.
Like. Oh, yeah, because that's what I'm thinking.
Force. That nigga.
Yeah, like he
shit
punched.
Out of
he used like yeah.
Her
yeah.
whole side of her face was swollen.
It's like out here. It's like super far. Yeah.
She looked like Quagmire.
Yeah, for sure.
Like that's not exactly even trying to be funny. Did. Like
let me
she
see
do
this shit, bro. I was so.
Just type in brick girl.
No, bro. They got it's hashtag Brickgate.
Brickgate. Brickgate is crazy.
Oh, they have the actual video?
No, that's what she likes. What's that white dude?
So her face. Damn, look at his face. Show me again. I want to see it again. Let me see it again.
I do know she her account's like a troll account.
Oh my god,
bro! It's bad, bro. Yeah, so he had to do that with it. He didn't chunk it.
Nah, he didn't chunk it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That was in hand.
Chunky, yeah. He probably would have killed her.
He could have killed her anyway.
Yeah, that too.
I hope they find that nigga though. Give that nigga 100 years because I don't condone none of that shit.
100,
bro.
100. That's attempted murder.
I know we talk about this. This is random as fuck. Do not ask me how it started. This is another story for another day. But I recently just started watching Tyler Perry's Sisters. You know the show on BET Plus? Yeah. Chris, you know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking
so
about.
So the fact that it's a soap opera, mm-hmm. but there's kind of a scene where it's a gay nigga on there. Mm-hmm. And somebody, the situation was this dude was telling the gay dude to meet him somewhere, da, 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 and he ended up beating him up. But that was the first thing I thought of. Like, damn, a nigga can just beat you the fuck up one day.
For no reason.
For no fucking reason.
For no reason, bro.
Like, that's
he thought he was going to lunch.
He thought he was just going to go out and have a good time. And he got his ass beat.
The dating scene is, I can't admit, like, women, I've seen women say, like, I just give them my number. Yeah, so, like, out of fear of what they might do. And it angers me when I read that shit, but not because they're in fear. It angers me that there's really niggas out here that are not player, bro. Like,
yeah,
just don't know how to be cool about that
none
shit.
None of them pushing P. They ain't got no pimping on. They ain't got no playism in them. And they rather just be aggressive.
Like, aggression ain't did nothing but send niggas to jail or get niggas killed.
But like, you know what? I like, being, like, around people that in Chicago and seeing other people just in different places, it's really trauma, bro. It's just how they grew up without no mom, or how their mom talked to them, or how just certain things go.
Or how their dad taught them, like how they saw their dad treating women or whatever.
That too. Or just the lack of not having no father around, too. Yeah. I mean, you just don't have that around. You don't know right from wrong. You don't know that shit. So, you know what I'm saying? You just adapting your mom's traits. So if your mama the type of like that's abusive and arguing with you all the time, you're gonna be yelling and doing all that shit too. And that's just real facts.
But there is a flip to that. If your mom is yelling and being abusive to you, that you're not gonna be aggressive, that you actually avoid that with people.
I mean, yeah,
like, and not want to disappoint the woman or anything like that. There's a flip.
I used to tell my mom, because me and my mama have a great relationship. I used to tell my mom, I'm like, she'd be like, motherfucker, stop yelling. Or, motherfucker, stop talking. And I'm like, you saying motherfucker ain't going to make me not say motherfucker. You telling it to me.
And
so it's like, it's only like, I picked up after that shit. And that's how I talk. And like, some people who know me and really been around me and my mom, we talk kind of like that. And they might be like, oh my God, you cuss around your mom? You're like, ooh. But that's just.
Niggas say, she cuss around me.
You feel me? So, I mean,
I just started like cussing around my parents, and then they like, I'm like not cussing at them or anything, but just
cussing around them.
I was talking to them cussing, but it's like we were having a passionate conversation, so that came out. But like, nah, grandma and shit like
my
that.
My thing be like, back to the thing though, you talking about the dating scene. My thing be like, do niggas not feel themselves when they like, you don't feel the energy? Like, I might be tweaking right now.
Yeah.
I've never been that, like, I always have a cool time, because it's like, my whole thing is that, I mean, it's just another person.
Yeah.
But you know how people, like, you know how somebody will do something annoying, and you be like, yo, I might be being annoying right now.
Like, you get that secondhand embarrassment off.
Yeah, off yourself.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Like, and it's just kind of like, when niggas who be on that type of time, it's just like, that's the thing to me about even just talking about dating, though, is that. Yeah. When you just hanging out with people, sometimes you hang out with niggas and they be like, yo, I want to go be around some bitches.
Yeah.
I never was like that.
Yeah.
So it's just like, I never had that energy to where I was just going to go out and like, quote unquote, hunt. I feel like that's kind of weird. I feel like
never hunting, but Miles, if I have.
Let's be honest.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you knew how I lived with.
Yeah, I don't know how it goes.
I couldn't escape.
But this is the thing, though, is that. You develop such a weird way of looking at things when you just, like, I'm more just like, yo, let's just go hang out and have a good time.
I don't need
to meet anybody.
And if that come along the journey, then I might accept it. You know what I'm saying?
Then perfect. But if not, I'm not going to do anything to be like, yo, I need to go here. It's gonna be plenty of women there. Let's go, nigga. This is not no fucking sitcom.
Yeah.
Like, I have no interest in that.
Where the ladies at?
Yeah, you know how niggas be, and it's just be like, and it be niggas that don't.
I used to do that a little bit when I was young.
But this is why I said when you're younger,
I wasn't placing myself around places to be around people. That's why when now that I'm older, I just be so tired. I'm not the type.
You just be wanting to hang out and just chill because it's like,
straight up.
Now that you're older, things like become just way more intentional, and you kind of just want to like, it's not the pursuit. So you know when you see people, like it'd be a girl at the bar and she's wearing like a red dress, I just be like, damn, shawty, you really thought about it. You put on this red dress. You wanted a nigga to come up here and then be the nigga of your dreams, and then y'all live happily ever after.
I've never seen that before, but
it's the same thing.
Yeah, I'm asking being the thing.
But he lives in LA though, so
yeah.
I mean, the type of shit you see. It's fucking California. It's just crazy.
You see that shit everywhere.
But I just be thinking like, yo, it's hella like predatory for niggas just to be like, yo, it's five of us. We need to go get five bitches.
Yeah.
And da 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 and do this.
Yeah. Tell them to bring some friends.
Bring some friends, nigga. Yeah. You got your five.
I always hated the bring the friend thing. Like even before it became like a meme. Because
it puts both of y'all in a bad situation.
Yeah, like bro, you finna fuck
y'all
see
this
bro.
Skit on on Instagram, where the niggas was hitting up the bitches. They was like, I'm coming through in 20. And then niggas was cleaning up the house. They had the music from from what's the damn movie? Boys in the Hood.
Who did the skit though?
I don't know
which one you talking about.
This shit was hilarious.
The dude that was getting banned or whatever. Oh, no.
Oh, you talking about Trey Rags.
Yeah, he did something like that recently.
He did.
Like,
another one, the
time,
dancing one, but
on some bitches.
The one he was
slide,
like,
we come through. Man, we got these bitches coming through.
He was like, when your friend don't know whatever, so he was like, yo, I'm trying to. It was Truth or Dare. They was playing Truth or Dare.
Okay.
And he was like, I dare you to fuck me or something. And the girls was like, what?
Oh, he said. So he was like, I dare. No, that's when, before they just hanging out. He's like, yo, we need to play Truth or Dare. And she said,
that's the one that he was like, that be scared of bitches.
Yeah. And she goes, okay, truth. He goes, I dare you to fuck me right now.
He's like, oh, you want to do truth? How much you weigh? What you look like without your wig on? All that shit. Yeah. Niggas is wild, bro.
Niggas be tweaking.
Mad buns.
I don't like hanging out with niggas, so that's my thing.
I'm sorry to say, but it's like niggas is getting more emotional, folks.
No, they are, though.
I don't know.
Okay to be emotional. How do you deal with your emotions?
You need more of a range of emotions because
you can be emotional, but
you can't just go straight to anger.
Yeah.
Which is what most niggas do.
Yeah.
That's like, we talk about like emotional intelligence. We don't got to go down that hole, but that's what it is. Because most niggas, anytime a problem comes up, the first thing they think about is how mad they are.
Yeah.
And they just get to anger. Like, that's the first option.
I'm
pissed. You know what I'm saying?
Incredible.
And it's just like,
right?
Man, this is not even that. But
I can't believe they named that shit Brickgate, though, bro.
Brickgate is fucking hilarious. I'm sorry.
Anything else? Anything you want to close on, Chris?
How long have we been going?
Hour 25 minutes.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Oh, you know, Don got to get home to the wife and kid, man.
What we doing, man? We going to a bar or something?
Shit,
if my Cash App card ain't working, I ain't going nowhere.
I'll pay for you. You just got to send me the money as soon as it's working.
And they going to be working until next week.
That's what they said?
No.
Oh, that's when you get paid? This nigga here.
I would just wait till I get the next
check. Thursday.
Yeah, sure, I'll let you know.
I'll let you know. This nigga here, man. I kind of wanted to catch this game. What else is everybody up to?
Nah, just, you know.
Did y'all, while we kind of on the subject, y'all saw the dude from that 70s show got 30 years?
Oh, yeah. For that,
but
the
he
rape?
Actually, it was actual
which
rape.
One?
That was that dude right there.
Oh,
but you know what I thought about when I saw that?
What?
You know Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis are like really fighting against like child.
Right.
Yeah.
And it just amazes me. Like, I was talking to my boss about this. Like, in your lifetime, you'll be in the supermarket, and like, 7 times out of your lifetime, a serial killer will be standing behind you in line type shit. It just amazed me how you never know. Like, they worked on that show together for
when they were kids.
But,
bro, but this is what's crazy. Didn't they say it happened like 20 years ago?
I don't know the time. But even 20 years ago, what?
But just no. But just think about it. It's just like he did that 20 years ago. How is this thing kept under the rug for 20 years?
Money and power, bro.
I don't know. See, but that then I go to like, oh, was you okay with it?
That's what people start saying. That's what people be saying, though.
I don't know, bro.
Because it's like, it gets so dicey because it's like, damn. I mean, that's what they said about Bill Cosby, too.
Yeah, that Bill, I got in trouble.
That was a snowball on that one.
Yeah, it's just like one person comes out, but
I don't want to say my comments on shit because I don't want to. I'm too fresh on this motherfucker, and I'll be like, oof.
As soon as we end
don't
the stream,
don't bring that nigga back.
He said that nigga's crazy. That nigga. This ain't Alex Jones, nigga. Hey, as soon as you end it, we can talk about it, man.
Because
I kind of have a little opinion.
Oh God,
nah, but yeah, everything's cool. Culture, we're tapping out today, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm hungry again. I actually just started taking what's that shit? Ashwagandha.
Oh, the supplement.
Yeah,
yeah.
That shit Kevin Gates was talking about.
Oh gosh,
it's supposed to help your anxiety and stress.
You be dealing with anxiety and stress.
You on the CMOS? Have you tried the CMOS?
No, I haven't, bro. My job.
It gives you anxiety.
Oh my god,
bro. You know the craziest thing about anxiety though? It ain't even fucking real.
Yeah, but
that's what's crazy. It's just in your brain.
Yeah.
That's the wild shit.
Yeah, but shit, it manifests like a motherfucker, though.
I'm sure.
I'm saying why I have anxiety and stress.
But I was saying, my job. I have like my first panic attack last year on my birthday. Didn't know what the fuck was happening.
Yep. Yeah.
And then the doctor was just like, yeah, you can have an anxiety attack at any time. It's just your brain just can produce this thing, and then it just goes like that.
Goes crazy.
And it's literally just your brain, though.
I really think that, because my boss was like, yo, I think you had a panic attack. Because, you know, they were telling me I had high blood pressure since 8th grade, and I was like, because I never watched what I eat, for real.
Eat eggs with cheese, nigga. Probably do.
But I was active. I was on football. They told me I had high blood pressure when I was going to get my physical for football.
Right.
So I was like, what?
But that could be hereditary.
I know it's hereditary. Yeah. My pops, my grandma. But it was a Sunday. I was trying to make clips for the podcast. Okay. But I was downloading these apps to try to do it cool instead of just like chopping it up.
Do it cool.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And I just was like, my head started hurting. And then like my vision started getting cloudy. I was like, bro, something wrong, bro. So my brother came and picked me up for work. We were supposed to go to this, like, pool party or whatever. And I went home, and I told my mom, like, I was like, yo, I need a blood pressure pill because I thought that's what it was.
Yeah.
I mean, my blood pressure was high. But I was like, yo, that shit didn't start until I was, like, fucking with that editing shit. Like, I was fine all day. And I was like, maybe that is what it is. And, you know, they died. My blood pressure was up and all that shit. So that's what they always equated to. But my blood pressure ain't high enough for them to put me on medication for it.
Right.
Like all the time, rather.
Right.
When it's high, it's high. Like, yo, you need to go to the hospital. Your pulse is up type shit.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. But anyways, yeah, that shit ain't no joke. But anyways, we here. We alive. And if we allow this, we will be back in this motherfucker. You heard? Me and Dawn, Amanda. Oh, yeah. I told Amanda I was going to start quoting her toxic tweets conversation.
Okay, we get into it. The one she
tweeted today. So I'm going to end with Amanda's toxic note for the day.
What's the note?
Hold on, it's pretty wild.
Shout out to Amanda, too.
Yeah. She'll be home. She said, I'm over saying I wish you the best to people who screwed me over. Make peace with God, because I don't want to see your ass in hell.
Yeah. But you know what, though?
A bar.
Real shit, like being a bigger person is like the most overrated shit ever.
Yeah, fuck all that.
Send them niggas to hell with you. And we can argue about it down there, nigga. I do not wish you well. I actually hope you would die. really talk about it.
See, that's why he Vegeta, bro.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? That nigga said I'm the girl Hitch, bro. Or not Hitch. What's that name? Hancock. That's wild, bro.
You the girl, I mean.
I don't even like her as an actor, for real. But anyways,
I don't
like her for real.
Okay, we're going to end on that.
All right, peace out, y'all. All white women are created equal.
Hold up. Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.